This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, Midday Show. We are live today, Citizens Bank Park, broadcasting from the DeBoer Heart and Lung Center broadcast booth for the Phillies home opener. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillian. We'll get back to all the tush-push conversation, the phone lines here in just a couple minutes. 215-592-9494. Also have tickets to give away to Thursday's games, Phillies-Rockies. But joining us right now in the booth, and I believe it's our third or fourth year doing this together, but now it's his YouTube debut as we're streaming live on YouTube.
We're on television.
That's right. Dan Fitzpatrick, the president of Citizens Bank with us. Dan, how you doing?
Great to be here, Joe. Opening day is special every year. Hope springs eternal, and we just love being here at Citizens Bank Park. Especially with you guys, with you and Joe. Thanks for all your support.
Well, we're happy to have you, and it's exciting to be here. And we had John Brazier with us last week. He was telling us all the new stuff in the park, the LED lights. It's always – there's something special, Dan, about the start of a baseball season, but especially the home opener. It's like the first three games counted, but it really starts when you get the home opener.
Absolutely. I mean, this is a big day for the city, and it really is starting. We were talking about this earlier this morning, saying, hey, we all love celebrating our Eagles Super Bowl parade. Now we got to look forward to a parade on Broad Street for Phillies World Series championship, and that's what our owner, you know, John Middleton, is passionate about. That he wants his freaking trophy back, right? So that's what we're pleased. I mean, the Phillies are just such great partners for us at Citizens, and again, it's so important to have your name on the ballpark. It makes you the hometown bank. I'm a Northeast Philly guy, proud Father Judge graduate, state championships in basketball, state champs in baseball last year. So go Father Judge. A lot of good things happening there for young people across the city on workforce. But this is really important. This is about the Phillies and baseball and the relationship that we're fortunate to have at Citizens.
Well, one of the coolest things for me, just, you know, all the years, it still feels new to me. I know this is not a new park anymore, Dan. I mean, this has been here a while now, but coming here, I think maybe it's just every year adding some new things, but it just feels – I never have walked in here and felt like it's gotten stale. The Phillies do a great job of keeping it up. Now, John was telling us of the LED lights. I mean, the scoreboard a couple years ago, it just feels like it's always – and not every park is like this. I mean, some of the newer ones have tended to get stale when I've been there. This one has never felt that way.
Absolutely. This is our 22nd year here at Citizens Bank Park with the Phillies. Just came out yesterday was USA Today, ranked number one ballpark in Major League Baseball at Citizens Bank Park. And, of course, the home field advantage we enjoy, right, with the crowds that we Definitely. Have in Philadelphia, you know, in Red October. Our last game here was a great Red October game. Unfortunately, we went back to New York, and those crafty lefties were tough on our lineup. But this is a new year, and with great aspirations and even better pitching.
As far as keeping the ballpark fresh and new, what are some of the new things in here? Because I don't remember or recall last year seeing that scan to rent a charger station in there. So what is it like in off season when you try to keep the ballpark fresh? Do you like sit down with a bunch of different people and say, hey, what are some of the good things or new things that we would like to put in the ballpark?
Yeah, no, what we do, I mean, hey, this is the Phillies ballpark. We're a beneficiary to have our name on the park as Citizens, but what they are committed to is making sure it is the best fan experience in baseball. And again, digital, Hugh, to your point, everything's got to be digital. Everybody's on their phones. It's that instantaneous statistics, real game stats, pitch by pitch, literally, which takes a lot of power, right? So that's where it's about everybody's – you may be at the game, but you're still streaming activity at the game. So you got to have that digital connectivity as well as just the fun stuff. We were at the yard, you know, the wiffle ball park for both kids and adults. Everybody loves a good wiffle ball game.
Wiffle ball is
awesome. It's that full experience, whether you want to be playing wiffle ball or analyzing the game on your phone. You've got to be able to do everything. And, of course, the food amenities just get better and better every year.
Well, we heard about the s'mores quesadillas, which my daughter...
S'mores quesadillas.
Well, I told her I was going to be here today. She was like, oh, I want...
You got to bring some home, don't you?
I have to. Yeah. I will. I will have to do that. So, Dan, what's your feeling on the team this year? You mentioned last year, great season, NL East champions. Unfortunately, it ended way too early. This year, you mentioned that pitching, which I think overall was pretty good to start the season with Wheeler and Lizardo. Nola was okay yesterday, but then the couple home runs got him. But today we see Sanchez. This pitching feels like it's going to be a reason to sit down at the park and really enjoy the team this year. Is every night they're going to have a good starting pitcher, or at least almost every night.
Absolutely. The pitching will be phenomenal, and that's without the X factor of Andrew Painter coming in around June. That's a big factor that was actually missed the last couple years. If you could have worked him into the roster over the last couple years, could have been a big impact in October, late in the game, right? So that's the thing. That's a big and our hitters. We obviously have a great hitting lineup. At the end of the day, you got to hit in October. You got to be a hot team in October, and that's where we've been a hot team in Octobers in prior years. It's about that randomness, right? We talk about it. I mean, it was so unfortunate for Aaron Judge, right? He went super cold in the World Series, right? So it does happen to even the best players in baseball, but that's what we got to do and just be balanced in our offensive attack so that we don't go completely cold in October, because the pitching's going to carry us a long way. And, it's going to be a really tough division, a really tough National League, but the Phillies with the pitching, that gives you that consistency throughout the season. So I think it's a really good chance for another division championship. And then anything goes here at Citizens Bank Park in October.
Speaking of offense, we were talking before we hopped on the air back for this segment about those torpedo bats the Yankees were using.
Yeah.
We need some here with the Phillies at Citizens Bank Park.
Well, absolutely. We'll see. We'll see what they get, the torpedo bats. But, I think we're going to have a great season that way. Power is important. But this is a hitter's ballpark. We talk about having great pitching, but Citizens Bank Park is a hitter's ballpark, and hopefully we'll put up big home run numbers again with Schwarber and Harper, and obviously a great lineup there with Power. So let's just make sure we hit the lefties, right?
Yeah, that's been a challenge the first couple days. Luckily, we faced it right today. Dan, we appreciate you hopping on. Thank you so much. Yearly tradition. Enjoy the game, and it looks like the weather's going to hold up for
us.
We're going
to make it. We're going to get a game.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, we're for it. The Phillies are absolutely the best organization to work with. The team, what we get to do in the community together outside of the ballpark is really phenomenal. So we're really fortunate, the partnership we have at Citizens with the great people, the Phillies and the Phillies organization. So thank you, guys.
Well, we appreciate it. Dan Fitzpatrick, the president of Citizens Bank, joining us as he does for the home opener every single year. Thank you to Dan. Let's go back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. Another Dan. Dan in Westchester joining us right now. What's up, Dan?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Dan. What's up?
You guys are great. And, I wanted to talk a little bit about the tush push. I'm mildly irritated at this, but I backed off of my original emotions a little bit because I thought, all right, the owners in the NFL are a private club, and they have a process for rule changes. And it's a difficult process in the sense that, you got to have the equivalent of a kind of supermajority to make it happen. And they can vote on a thing for whatever reason they want to. I think the only thing that would prevent them, from doing it is if their own fans were going to rebel. And that is not going to happen. The other thing that's not going to happen, this is not going to affect the Eagles that much. They're going to be successful. And I ran a little thought experiment for myself.
Okay.
And I said, hey, if Vic Fangio had to stop his own team from doing the tush push, what would he do? And I think he would not be very successful unless there was another rule change that allowed the linebackers to push.
What do you think about that, Hugh? If Fangio and the Eagles' defense, which was obviously the best in the league last year, if they had to try to stop the tush push, would they do it?
I think that they would have a chance to do it. As far as linebackers pushing that, nah. I think the best model.
Good phone call. We appreciate it.
To look at a team that could potentially stop the tush push is the Jacksonville Jaguars, because they stopped it. They stopped it this year. And they did it, I think they did it a couple times.
The game that we almost blew to them.
Yes.
They did it. Yeah.
And the thing that stuck out to me about that was that they were bigger across the front. like all the way across the board, from the front four to the linebacker core, they were a bigger group. So they gave them trouble. This is how I look at the tush push. Now, somebody asked me a while ago, like, if I had to go against it, would I be able to stop it? I mean, technically, if you want to get technical, if I was playing, I probably wouldn't be on the field if the tush push was being played, because I'm not that big of a defensive end, so I wouldn't be on the field.
Right, it's third and inches. They would take me off the field. But if you were on the field, to humor that.
Oh, hell, that'd be a long-ass day for me.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Like, because you have so much girth in the middle of that line. You talk about Mulata. You talk about Cam Jurgens. Like, there's some big-ass dudes in the middle, man.
That's the position.
Lot of girth. Yeah, dog, for real.
There's two parts. One, there's the part of they have Jalen Hurts, right? That he
that, all of that.
And they have a great offensive line and a great teacher on the offensive line.
Think about it like this, Joe, because this is how I see it. I don't know if it's true or not, but most defenses that go against the Eagles are smaller, faster guys. I think the reason why the Jacksonville Jaguars had success is because they were like an old-school throwback defensive line. They were huge across the board, at least 300 pounds. Throughout all them cats. So I think that was an advantage there. Most teams are smaller. The Eagles are taking advantage of the fact that most teams have smaller defensive ends or smaller defensive linemen for that matter.
Yeah. What it is, I understand the point of the owners could do whatever they want. It's their league. That's fine. But the guise of safety, the guise of, someone could get hurt.
It's BS.
The whole thing is
BS.
And I think it is pettiness because the Eagles just won the Super Bowl. That's really what this comes down to. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. All right. We have with us right now, we're going to go to Rhea Hughes. She joins us, everybody. Her call in brought to you by Mattress Warehouse with exclusive bed mask technology to find you the perfect mattress. Rhea, on a home opener.
I was going to wing it.
I didn't know if you had it.
I didn't have it, but I was about to wing
it,
though.
We'll figure it out.
I'd have figured it out
the
now.
Day
you know
of the
how
home
to figure
opener
it out.
And potentially the last day of the tush push. Rhea, how are we doing today?
I am outstanding. And Hugh, you wouldn't have been on the field because you weren't interested in stopping Huntington.
Rhea,
someone had to say it.
But Rhea, I said it in the nicest way possible.
But you didn't say the truth.
You said it in a very good way, and I'm going, no, you just out
of the I'm like, oh, I try to do that.
Yeah, that was PR Hugh right there, trying to cover things up.
Yeah.
All right, Rhea, before we get to the Phillies, and we do have a lineup and the home opener today, what's your take on this situation? As it sounds like, and I know last week there were stories out there that, tush push is probably going to stay, not enough support, but it feels like it's building, and maybe tomorrow is going to be a closer vote than we anticipated. What's your latest thought on where we're at with the tush push?
Well, I mean, it's Sean McDermott. Was he there? Was he an assistant when you were there, Hugh?
Yes, he was, Rhea. And I'm ashamed and disappointed in Sean.
I was going to say, was he known as an outright hypocrite then?
Well, that's not the word that I was going to use, but
you can't use it in the AFC Championship game repeatedly, and by the way, fail at it, and put your – so in the AFC Championship game, it was okay to put your players in harm's way, although you have no data to back it up, but you've done your own research and you're going to get data anytime soon. I mean, it's ridiculous.
That's crazy. I can't believe it. When he was so – he was so adamant about his position. I just kind of looked, me and Joe were talking, I was like, man, I'm more ashamed than anything, or disappointed, I should say. Yeah. I'm more disappointed than anything. Because I believe that if you would have won that game, you wouldn't care. If you'd have got the tush push on that last play, you wouldn't be riding as hard as you're riding to ban the tush push.
Well, you're right. I mean, he would have run the tush push in the Super Bowl then.
Yes.
So it would have been even further what he did in the title.
Yes.
Game.
It would have been tush push versus tush push.
Yes. I'm with you. It's hypocritical on his part, and it just when I hear like, oh, players could get hurt, but there's no data they have. You can't use that to make decisions. That doesn't make any sense to me.
No. Here's what I think. I think that what's the guy from Washington, Luvo?
Frankie Luvo. Yeah, Frankie Luvo. Yep.
Yeah. Him trying to hurt Eagles players on the tush push is what I think really shined a light on this. I really believe that. Because, you know, you've got the official going, if this nonsense continues like he's your dad, I'm going to just give him a touchdown. I think the optics of that is what got people going, all right, this is ridiculous. But it was Freddie Luvo trying to hurt Eagles players on the play. Not the other way around where, you know, the Eagles, you know, 3,000 pounds of tonnage are trying to hurt anybody else. I think that's what kind of drove this.
Yeah, I think you're right. And look, if they just came out and said, hey, it's not a great TV play. I know this morning Joe with you guys was saying it's not aesthetically pleasing. I may disagree. I may say that's not fair. But at least I would say, okay, I get what they're saying. They don't want this to be a boring play or something like the Luvu thing that takes over the spirit of the game. Okay, but when they're hiding behind the injury stuff, it doesn't add up. So we're going to have that vote tomorrow morning. We'll see what happens. Rhea,
I'm aesthetically interested in picking up first downs and touchdowns.
Me too. Yes, that's
I'm with you.
That's more important. And also, they don't even run it that much. It's like 0.28% of the plays.
And here's the other thing. Jeff Carr, you know Jeff Carr from CBS Sports.
Yes.
He had put the numbers out this morning. If they get rid of it, the Eagles are still going to be great at quarterback sneaks because they were great at quarterback sneaks.
Of course, and they have a quarterback that's good at pushing a pile. Because
they have a quarterback and they have an offensive line that can do it.
And they have Saquon Barkley. They're going to be okay. Yeah, they will be.
All right, Rhea,
let's touch on some Philly. So the home opener today, Sanchez on the mound. 2 out of 3 over the weekend against the Nats. What stood out the most to you with the first three games?
Why am I blanking on his name? Jesus.
Lizardo.
I was so impressed with him. And what I loved most about him, besides the 11 strikeouts, he's got some fire to him. Like, you know, Zach Wheeler goes out there and he's just a killer. He is just out there, no emotion. He just goes through, you know, Aaron. I sometimes wonder if Aaron Nola has a pulse, but, you know, outside of Sunday's game, Aaron's been a very good pick. This guy's got a little fire in him, and I like that. I think if he can stay healthy, you know, I might have to re-change my thought on Dave Dombrowski didn't make any big moves in the offseason, because if this kid stays healthy and he added a pitch in the offseason, it could be huge.
Yeah, I thought he was great. And Rhea, to your point, he does have some fire to him. And I think he's trying to prove that – because 2 years ago – He started one of those playoff games here against the Phillies. He looked like one of the best young pitchers in baseball. Yep. Then I don't know what happened last year. Back issue, his velocity went down, and you kind of look at his numbers last year like, they got a guy that had a 5 ERA. But, Rhea, if he's the guy he was 2 years ago, then this rotation, which already was good anyway, I mean, you could throw out any of the first four and feel like on any day they're going to go 6 innings, 0 runs.
And then don't forget on Thursday you get Taiwan Walker.
I was trying to forget.
Yay!
I was trying to forget. We were all trying to forget.
He'll be better. He's going to be better.
Better?
Hopefully.
Oh, better than what?
Than what he was last year?
That's what I was about to say.
No one believes you.
I believe in speaking it into existence.
Yeah, okay. So do the Phillies. And they're going to roll them out there.
That's why they keep rolling them out every fifth day when they need them.
We just holding it down to Painter get ready.
Yeah. Well, how about we win the first two before he pitches on Thursday?
Yeah, that'll help.
Let's work on that. Rhea, the other thing this weekend is we saw the lineup. It was, and this is not atypical of the Phillies. It's kind of what they do. It was hit or miss. It was interesting when it wasn't the lefty starters for
lefties.
The Nats. They scored. I mean, I think they scored 19 runs off of the bullpen and then the starter from Saturday. But those two lefty starters, Rhea, opening day and then yesterday, they really shut them down.
Nothing. Yeah. They were 0-for-9 with runners in scoring position. They stranded 10. You know, on the opener, they didn't until that. They ran up his pitch count. That's the one thing I did like about on Thursday. And I know Turner's numbers weren't great, you know, 0-for-4. But he saw like 14 pitches in his first two at-bats. And I was like, okay, if you could do it. And that helped run up. you know, his, what was it, Gore's pitch count.
Yes.
So, but, you know, I think if they continue to struggle against lefties, teams are going to start lining up their rotation, going, all right, we're facing the Phillies, we've got to have the lefties in there. That was a little concerning.
Yeah, I mean, and it went on all 3 days, too. If it was just opening day, you'd be like, all right. But it seems like there's a pattern here. Teams are going to throw lefties at the Phillies, and that's probably going to continue until Turner comes back. He's not in the lineup today. Castellanos, like, they need those righty bats, you, to wake up.
Yeah, they do. And it's like you said, in the NFL, it's a copycat league. When they teams know that you're struggling going against something, they're going to keep throwing it at you until you beat it.
Exactly.
Well,
except for the push, then they're going to take it out, you know, in a hotel boardroom.
Yes. The other thing I heard you guys talking about this morning, and as soon as I walked in today, Hugh was talking about it, those torpedo bats that the Yankees used this week.
Yep.
Rhea, we need some here. I want the Phillies to have torpedo bats.
So I have something for you on that. So there was an article in The Athletic this morning, obviously talking about it. There's a couple other players. There's a guy on the Twins who's using it, but Matt Gelb contributed to the story. He didn't write the story. So he talked – it was an unnamed Phillies veteran slugger. So we can take a couple guesses.
Ooh.
Said that Eric Gagne, remember the closer, Eric Gagne?
Yeah, yeah.
He's got a company that is doing a similar thing to what the Yankees are doing, and they brought the bats to spring training. The unnamed Phillies veteran slugger said he thought it was a fad until he saw what the Yankees did this weekend, and he called his bat guy.
Let's get that guy on the phone, and let's get these bats here ASAP.
I mean, it was the biggest story. Like, when it was going on, Rhea, my timeline was blowing up. Because people were trying to figure out, was it legal or not? And then the story came out a little later saying that it is legal. They just shifted the weight of the bat because they said they found out. I'm sorry. You got it.
No, it's just odd. And they did it for Volpe? Because of that he was struggling. Aaron Judge doesn't use it. And he hit 3 of those home runs this weekend.
He doesn't need it. I think he's all right.
He could hit it with a wiffle ball bat.
Yeah. No, but they're cool, and it seems like, you know, it's just no one thought of it, obviously, until this MIT guy a few years ago. But, Hugh, you redistribute the weight where you actually hit
the
more.
Ball. Yeah, because that's what they were talking about. Yeah. They hit it closer to the label.
Yeah, they look like softball bats,
yes.
Where the weight is kind of
really
longer
do.
And more distributed instead of just the big barrel in the middle.
And you don't think Major League Baseball, they always love when the offense is up.
Of course.
So,
but they used to
I
say,
think the encouragement will
ball.
Be out there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, think about it. It's the first weekend of the season. What is everyone, like, casually talking about? The torpedo bat.
The torpedo bat, yeah. And everybody, everybody and their mama going to have one.
They are. That guy just became a billionaire overnight.
Overnight.
And it's got a fun name. I mean, who doesn't love the name torpedo bat?
Yeah, no, you're right about that. It is fun, and I'm excited for the Phillies.
You know what would be even cooler, Rhea and Joe, is the torpedo bats with the hatchet. Axe handles.
Oh, you want axe handles?
I want axe handle torpedo bats. That's what I want.
Sounds dangerous.
No, that's what I want, though.
Man.
I just want the axe handle. I try not to be. I mostly talk violence. I don't really participate.
That part of your life is over. You're not playing football anymore.
He's a grown up now, at least in that aspect of life.
But I tell you what, if I was at those owners' meeting, I would have swung on somebody. Just or called them out their name. I'd have called somebody.
Well, you have 4 hours today to call people out.
Female dog.
Yeah.
I'd have called Sean McDermott a female dog.
Well, you kind of just did.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I'm sure you have his phone number.
No, I don't. But I know somebody that
does.
You
know what? Get it.
I'm texting Derek Boyko too.
Be like, that was real female dog. Instead of your coach dog.
And McDermott's gonna have to turn his phone off after this week. Rhea, we appreciate you hopping on. Enjoy the home opener. Always a special day. Thank you, Rhea.
You got it, guys. See you. Bye.
There she goes. Rhea Hughes joining us as she does every Monday. All right, back to the phones on the other side. I'm upset with the idea that the Tush Push ban is gaining momentum. What's your take on it? I'm actually angry. I'm angry at the NFL. I'm angry at Sean McDermott. I'm angry that this actually could happen for no reason.
I don't think it's going to happen. Speaking into existence, Joe, be positive.
Well, I want to be, but I keep hearing
it
all
did.
These people in the NFL
did.
Saying,
this is
know.
What we're going to do. If who was it, Gannon?
Steichen and more.
Then we're gonna have to go see them. If they don't vote with us, we got to go see them three.
I was a Gannon guy when he was here. I wouldn't trust him as far as you could throw him. That guy's voting.
No, yeah,
Eagles.
He did do some nefarious stuff when he was here. Yeah, you're right.
As Kyle called him yesterday, he's a weasel. All right, 215-592-9494. Your take on the Tush Push ban, which is up for a vote tomorrow. I'm angry at just the idea of the NFL banning it. Hugh's disappointed. You're taking all that. Plus, we'll go around some more of our takes from the Phillies. First, first weekend of the season, 2-1. Nola, not so good. Lizardo, really good. The lefty situation, we'll get to all that. 215-592-9494. And we do have for you, we have a pair of tickets to give away to the Thursday game against the Rockies. We'll tell you about that coming up as well. 215-592-9494. We're live, Citizens Bank Park, for the home opener. It's a midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. A great lawn is like a great sports team. It takes expertise and a little extra care to really stand out. That's where True Green comes in. They're the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. So they know a thing or two about keeping grass looking like a fairway. Here's the best part. It's more affordable than you think. They'll even match any competitor's price. Plus, True Green, they back it all up with a satisfaction guarantee. If you're not happy, they'll come back between visits to make it right. Don't wait. Head to truegreen.com today. Let the pros do the work while you sit back and enjoy the results.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.